Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls in just a little bit. We're talking Knicks. We're talking Subway Series. Right now, it is a pleasure to be joined by a friend of the show, Susan Wolman, ahead of this Subway Series game. Hi, Susan. Long time no speak. How are you?
Well, whose fault is that? As Steve Summers would say. Wait a minute. I got to stop you, though. The real who?
Yeah.
The real group?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Are you a fan, Susan? I'm not familiar with that.
You're not familiar with what?
The who.
Oh, my.
I know.
I'm going to hang. Okay. Google it. It's there.
Well, this, Susan? I didn't think we'd be done. Yeah, I don't think you'll accept. But how about I get you the Who tickets and I fill in you for jumping the booth one day?
Yeah, know what? You never. I live by something. You never don't do job. You never don't do your job to see someone else do their job.
There you go.
You might be able to fill in for Dave if he wanted to. No, I'm just kidding. I love Dave. I had to say it. Come on. It was right there.
Okay. All now right, moving
Susan.
Right along.
Yes. Susan, BT learned earlier, we broke it in the show, that there will be no tribute video for Juan Soto when his return. Are you surprised by that?
No, he was, stop it. He wasn't there for 10 years.
They gave one to Aaron Hicks, for goodness sake.
He what?
They gave one to Aaron Hicks, a tribute
Aaron
video.
Aaron Hicks was there for years.
I mean, but he was Aaron Hicks.
I am not surprised. I think everybody's, I mean, this is going to be fun. He was there. He had a great year. He was great to watch hit, put it that way. He did a great thing. Team went to the, he was great to be around. He is who he is. But I think after 1 year, why? I mean, why? A tribute video for what?
I agree with you. I just think, you know what it is, Susan? I think so many franchises now, they just become almost soft, and I've become desensitized to the overreaction to a player. Granted, he had one amazing year, but I'm with you. 1 year. You know, good luck with the Mets and all sincerity.
Here's the other thing. I think this worked out great for both teams. And by the way, if the people like you and television people didn't keep this going, I mean, I know he'll get booed tonight. I think there'll be other things in there because he played ball with those guys. I want to see what happens here because anybody who would meet, Juan Soto in a hallway or one-on-one would not go boo. They'd say thank you for everything and have a nice life. I think that it's going to be fun, and I think that there'll be both. I think it's going to be mixed. Everybody, you hear the boos more. But you cannot deny hitting-wise what this guy did last year. But I think it's worked out great for everybody. And the last time I looked, unless something happened, by the time I got off the plane at 3 in the morning and got home and the Yankees are out of first place, I think it's worked out fine for both teams.
I don't disagree. Both teams are really good. Yanks 3.5 up, Mets 2.5 up. Susan Wolven with us, of course, Yankee broadcaster, a long time, part of the booth, phenomenal. BT and Sound on the Fan. So, like, what's comparable? Even though we can rationalize and say, well, it's worked out well for both teams so far, fans aren't always rational. Is this going to feel like Clemens Piazza? Like, what can it...
No, come on.
I mean, I don't know.
There's nothing like that. Clemens Piazza was personal. I mean, this is it's not silly, but it's silly. Now, if you're a Yankee fan and you're, you know, and this is, if there's a Juan Soto here, there's no Max Fried. What is this team without Max Fried?
Yeah.
And you probably don't get other people because you can't do other things. You know, and by the way, Grisham doesn't get a chance to play. So he's still sitting on the bench. And, you know, if people were clever out there, I'd chant something like, "We have Grisham." I mean, it's funny.
He's a better hitter so far. He's
this
better.
Is a guy who has been unbelievable. And last year, and Aaron Boone said, you know, a lot of it was his fault because he didn't play him. And it's really hard. He was a throw-in. They had to take Grisham or they wouldn't get Soto. And look what's happened. And there's something different about this year with Trent Grisham. Aaron told me the other day, he said, you know, I saw it in spring training. There's something different about this guy. He came in and he was a really good space and he got to play a lot. And he started to hit. And, you know, and if you hit, they're going to find a place for you to play somewhere. And he's been tremendous. And look at Paul Goldschmidt. Maybe that doesn't happen because, you know, there's still money involved. I don't know. But this is, it's not something that the Yankees have gone into the tank because Juan Soto wasn't here.
You know, also just thinking about the structure of the team, Susan, and you're right, Soto's a different layer. Obviously, it's the most fun one to talk about, and it resonates with the fans more so than anything else for both sides involving both the Mets and Yankees. But as I listen to you explain the Yankees' situation here with Grisham in the outfield, you know, the Yankees need some infielders here. I mean, they got potentially Stanton coming back. Well, what is that going to do for Ben Rice? And you talk about Grisham, you can't take him out of the lineup. We know Judge is going to be there. Well, then what about Bellinger and Dominguez? I know some could say it's a good problem to have, but I think it is a problem for the Yankees.
No, I never think it's a good problem. They always say that because it's the easiest thing to do. If Ben Rice is still hitting, he's hitting. That's, you know, they'll find a place. It all years and years ago. There was one year, I think it was 96 or 97. I can't remember what year it was, maybe later, but there were like five left fielders. And I said to Joe Torre, "What are you going to do?" And he said, "It always takes care of itself." And then this one gets hurt, and then this one gets hurt, and all of a sudden there's not five left fielders anymore. And it always takes care of itself one way or another. And my guess is that Brian Cashman is not sitting around drinking espresso and eating chocolate bonbons. I think he's still looking to complete this team because my guess is this team is not finished.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's the leash here? He just got going here, so we'll give him a chance. But what's the length of time and patience with DJ? I know we just got back, but what do you think? How long they run about?
He was one for three. If you can get to be DJ, I mean, that immediately, this is a guy who won batting championships in two leagues.
That's a long time ago, Susan.
Many-time All-Star.
A long time ago, Susan. Long time
was,
ago.
But it was. Would you rather have him playing second base or whoever has been playing it?
Honestly, I think I'd rather have... I'm not trying to be disrespectful to him. I respect his career. He's a pro. I just don't know physically if he could just do it anymore. I don't.
Can you wait for more than one game?
Wait for 4 years, Susan.
Well, but now he's not. Now he's healthy. If he's not healthy, it'll take care of itself, won't it? It always does.
Back to the tour stuff.
They know what they're doing. I mean, I don't know if he's going to leash. You think Aaron Boone's going to tell us if he's going to leash?
No, definitely not. There's no doubt. No, I get that part. So Susan, help us with this here. So, Volpe, Wells, Dominguez... They were obviously very big pieces of the puzzle coming in. You know, obviously they're young, they're cheap, they have a lot of upside. And they've all had really varying degrees of success. To you...
Wait, do you want them gone too?
No, I want them to play every day. Why are you attacking me, Susan?
No, get over it.
Come on.
I'm getting attacked.
No, you're not.
Wait a minute. You want them to play? Volpe hasn't missed a game.
No, no.
He's played every game.
I think I'm very impressed. As a matter of fact, they're all knocking on the door of a good week away from having OPS of about 800. Who do you think right now, Volpe, Wells, Dominguez, who do you think looks closest to absolutely going bonkers? Because they're all kind of in the neighborhood.
Oh, boy. That's a really good question.
Well, thank you. After the
no,
DJ stuff,
really
I think you're going to bite my head off.
Because, as you said, they've all had... Well, here's what I think, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but when Dominguez goes off, he's going off, and it'll stay that way. And the home run... where were we? Sacramento, that little place?
Yeah, yes, Sacramento.
Home run from the right side. The home run from the right side showed me something.
Yeah.
And this is a kid... You can see why they keep playing him, and they're being very good. They're being very judicious of when he gets in and letting him work. But there's something about him. I don't know if there's a ceiling. I mean, I don't. You have in your mind what Wells and Volpe can do. I see what they see in this kid, and I don't know when it's going to happen. But I'm just my guess is that when he goes off, he's going to really go off and stay there because he's there. It's closer and closer. I don't know about the outfield play, but hitting you can sort of see it.
And he runs like the wind. He is fast.
I had forgotten that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I look up and he's at third base. He had run them. No, I had forgotten that. And I remember when he came up, people were telling me he's the fastest guy in this room. Faster than Volpe, faster. You know, that's fun. And we'll see how it develops. That's why it's baseball and not, you know, being knocked out on May 13th or whatever it is.
And that would not bode well for Bellinger. I know we went over it. These things work themselves out. But if Dominguez goes off, then there's no spot for Bellinger. And just to rehash it, Susan, because I do think it's important here, and I'm not disagreeing with what you said. If Ben Rice hits, they're going to find a way to play him. Well, that's great. But then what about Giancarlo Stanton coming back? Unfortunately.
Well, but not every – it always works out. I mean, you can't – it always works out.
And by the way,
they will find a place for Bellinger if he's hitting. Right now, you know, Goldschmidt can't play every day. Is Bellinger going to play there, or is Rice going to play there, or what are they going to do? If you know Goldschmidt at some point, I think is not going to hit 370. I mean, I would think that would happen.
Right.
You have to give him off anyway. Things always work out. They always do.
I understand that, but I don't see that there's an actual way to get all their best bats in the lineup. I'm not disagreeing that things work themselves out, and you're going to give certain guys rest, but there is no physically possible way to have Bellinger, Grisham, Judge, Dominguez, Rice, Goldschmidt, and Stanton in the same lineup at the same time, and those are guys either with the best.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Potential or who have performed the best this year for the Yankees. That's all that
well,
I'm saying.
Well, that's probably right, which is why they play 162 games and it's not, you know, football season where they play 17 games where you got to get all in the same time. It always works out. I mean, if you want, you can talk about it and I could sit and figure it out in different conglomerations, but I don't think so. And there's no, it's a waste of energy. They'll figure it out. Someone will fall down the dugout steps. Someone will break a finger. It always happens.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
You know, it does. And by the way, Bellinger can play anywhere.
Right.
So you don't have anybody that can play, you know, all-star. I guess Grisham can. I've never really seen him play a long time out in the corner outfield. But you don't really have other people that can step in like that. And remember, there was a time when the Yankees had those kinds of players. They had Reigns on Strawberry and Ruben Sierra at the same time.
Yeah,
and everybody
for sure.
played, so they'll figure it out. That's something for down the road, and something they're probably yeah, because it's Aaron Boone. He's probably thinking about it, but not too hard and not too seriously.
Susan, I think we got a decent sampling of what the injury meant to the team. Not even from a baseball perspective,
yeah.
You could tell how distraught and how well loved Oswaldo Cabrera is.
Yeah.
But can you take us inside that scene? That was just awful.
I can, and before I do that, I told this on the air. Last year at the Baseball Writers' Dinner, they were giving out awards, and John and I were there, and Aaron Boone called in and said, I'm supposed to give the award tonight. Somebody couldn't go, and it says, I'm supposed to give the award tonight to Luis Gil. Would you give the award to Oswaldo Cabrera? And I said, sure, I'm there. What's he getting an award for? And Boone said, I'm not sure. Maybe most wonderful person in the world.
Wow.
And that's who wow. he is. I have never seen anyone who sits on the bench, is always ready, always has a smile, works really hard, takes balls in the outfield, in the infield. He does everything but put the catching gear on, which he probably could do too. But it's who he is, and always, you know, his arm around somebody who isn't doing well and always smiling. And Trent Grisham said he is the best of us. And the story, well, obviously he goes down, he slides into home plate, and I thought he broke his shoulder because the left arm was straight out and he didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first saw it, because I was right, I had already gone down, then I was right there, right
oh,
in back of him.
Okay.
And he didn't move, and Timmy Lentich, the trainer, came running out, and to watch these guys with their arms around, Timmy had his arms around him, and Judge comes down, and he is kneeling over him and talking to him, and I didn't see him move, but evidently he looked up at Judge and said, Judgey, did I score?
Oh, wow.
The first, I mean, wow. this is who he is. It's a movie scene. You know, the late Gene Hackman is coming out as the coach, and he's lying there. But by the way, the guys all went to see him in the hospital, and from what I'm told, he made them feel better.
Oh, wow.
He was laughing, and he said, it's going to be great. And then I don't know if you saw his Instagram today.
I didn't see it.
Up.
No, what
yeah,
is anything
it's,
good?
It's
what
he's lovely. Said? He's just, you know, what he's going to do. And he's like Hideki Matsui, who apologized when he broke his wrist.
Yeah.
Apologized to the team and then took I apologized to the city
oh,
of New York.
Oh, my God, what a good kid. Wow.
But he was like that. But just as a, you know, you hate to see that because it... You know, not that he's Aaron Judge, but he means so much in that clubhouse. And it's all a team. Everything is team with this group. It really is. And the sum sometimes is better than the parts. And he's a part. By the way, he adored Soto. He would go, and Orlando would go and watch him, would go and watch him take BP. And Soto was great to those guys. Gleyber Torres would talk to him every day. He was, you know, it's not like these guys hated him. They really liked him. He was a really good teammate and helped an awful lot of people hitting. I don't know that people know that. Sometimes I'd look at across and there's Judge and Soto sitting in a corner talking, and somebody said, what do you think they're talking about? And I said, probably nothing we can understand. You know, they were at another level,
yep.
the two of them.
Yep.
So he was a great teammate. He was all for the team. And, you know, and Oswaldo was one of those guys. He said, once I wanted to talk to him and I said, can we do 3 minutes? He said, can you wait till Juan bats? I want to go downstairs and watch him in the cage. And he did all the time.
The modern-day Ted Williams.
Well,
I knew that.
I don't know about that.
I knew that would touch a nerve. Susan, before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time, you mentioned Soto, BT broke it before, no tribute video. What about Clay Holmes? Any tribute video for Clay Holmes?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I'm not a big one on these tribute videos.
Unless, 4 years, you know, was an all-star with the Yankees. I mean,
yeah,
I'd give him one.
Do you want him to? You want to do one? I'll see what I can do. I have no idea.
Yeah, use that juice, Susan.
You know,
Come on.
I never see it anyway. I mean, I never see it anyway because, you know, it's not like you're sitting there watching. There are things going on. And, you know, we have to play Sal's advertisement, which I've wanted changed for the last 2 months.
She's been texting me about this. The Serna Bro, yeah. We got to change.
Here's my question.
What don't you like about it?
It was first of all, it said it was a cold and long. Why was it a lonely winter? Who is lonely?
You're lonely.
I want to speak to your family.
Yeah, well, you don't want to speak to my wife. Believe me, Susan. Sometimes it is lonely over there. No, but I just read what was there. But we did get it updated as soon as Susan texted me, and they did the updated work on the house. So whenever
it's not playing yet. I'm glad you got your house done, but they haven't played the ad yet.
I read it this week. It's in production. Well, hopefully, we'll have it out there. And the second that it does, I will let you know, Susan, and thank you. Hopefully, my voice doesn't annoy you.
Well, I'll hear it. Yeah, five times a game. Yeah.
He'll be lonely this weekend. Soto, 1-for-12 with a ribby.
Oh, yeah. 50,000 against at least two. I'll be announced tonight. Thank you, Susan. We appreciate it. Always fun.
Okay, guys. Thanks, Susan. Thank you.
Awesome. Susan, she is the best.
She's
phenomenal. Chop it up with Susan there. Yeah, I mean, the Serna Pro stuff, we read sometimes what's in front of us.
A little bit dated.
And that's
things become dated for sure.
Yeah, because they had it took a while to get them to do the work on the house. They finally did, so we did do the new commercial.
Yeah, we talked about this off the air about the work they're doing for you, but it's an interesting observation, and it's funny because I've kind of thought the same thing, but maybe not as much until she really said it.
She hears it all the time.
The word lonely.
A long, cold, lonely.
I've been long, yeah. Been cold, yeah. Been bad weather, yeah. Lonely?
I probably should have thought that myself. Hey, maybe can we take this word out? But yeah, I didn't. You read what's in front of you. Like this. Surfside iced tea and vodka. It's made real. No, Surfside.
You got Anchorman over here.
I'm Sal Licata, and I love Surfside iced tea and vodka.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.